Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and we've got a new face, a new voice on the radio joining us here this morning, Gabriella Kinder, the Marketing and Communications Manager here for the new office, and good morning.
Good morning. So yeah, my name is Gabby Kinder, and yeah, I'm the new Marketing and Communications Manager for K-State Frontier Extension. So today I'm just going to give a little recap of my job, what I've been doing, and all the great things I've learned about Extension. So beginning this job, I kind of had a vague idea of what K-State Extension really was and what they offered. So along the way, I've been learning about all the things we do. And it's wonderful. I'm really proud to be working for this program, and we really do anything, whether that's helping people with their gardens, livestock questions. Recently, we did something about crops and when to burn your crops, involving kids in 4-H and more. So Extension is truly just about community and helping in any way possible, which is something to be really proud of, and getting to be a part of that is special. So starting off, like, I have done all sorts of different things. So whether that's creating flyers, posting on social media, creating those graphics, really anything that the agents need me to do, they'll reach out to me and be like, hey, we need you to do this. We need you to help promote this. So that's wonderful. Love getting to do that. And I create videos too, helping promote things, like I did with Rod, who's the livestock agriculture guy. He was just needing help with his tick and flies program that he had, so I created a video helping promote that, which was wonderful. Taking photos at programs, which is so fun, whether that's 4-H or a couple nights ago, I did it for horticulture for their seed starting program. I get to take photos, capturing some special moments, which I really love. And getting to do this today, like talking on the radio, whoever needs help, is sometimes people get super busy, but I love to be doing that because it's just media stuff, so it's a lot of fun. And along with all those wonderful things, I've been working on our website, updating that, and getting it to look better and accessible for people, making it easier to get information. And yeah, so getting to use my creative mind and doing so many creative things is a lot of fun. Just want to say that I'm just super thankful for this position, and it makes it even better working with wonderful people. Everyone I've worked with and getting to know them has been so great, and they're just amazing at their jobs. So everyone works as a team, and it makes it fun as a work environment, so love that. But to wrap it up a little bit, while I'm here, I kind of need to do my job a little bit and help market a few events that we have coming up. So for horticulture on March 11th, we have Wildlife Control in the Garden, which is hosted by the wonderful Lauren Gamble, with a guest speaker, Drew Ricketts. And then on March 7th and 14th for 4-H, there's a quilting bee. So make sure to call and reserve a spot for that. And then also for 4-H, on March 19th, there's a quilt block challenge where you can buy a quilt block, and those blocks will be entered into the 2026 fair and made into a quilt that is actually raffled at the fair. So that's a lot of fun.
It is great to get a new sort of fresh voice on the radio. You know, feel like I've been talking to the same people for a long time, so it's good to get a new fresh blood into the mix, and congratulations on the job.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be fun to see how busy they keep you. My goodness, they are always busy.
Oh, yes, especially in the summertime, which is going to be so fun.
Yes, it's going to be quite the time. Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mary Zine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol.